This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. As you know, I never in all my lives have guests, but of course, I had to have Heather McDonald on. Woo-hoo! One of my nearest and dearest friends, and no one makes me laugh harder than you do.
Well, thank you. I'm very thrilled to be here. So professional. Love you all. Excited.
You came to Ocean's birthday party.
Of course I did. It's my third time coming. I've gone to all three birthday parties, so I'm like a OG VIP Ocean.
Even wore the hat.
She had the OG merch.
Yeah, she did.
I had the Ocean, give them Ocean from the first party, which was an Ocean theme, mermaid theme. Yeah. Party.
You're going to be at all of them, and now you're going to have to add another one.
Which I'm totally excited. I love a kid party. It was so cute, and it was so fun.
Good.
I love the new house and everything.
I feel like it was just good energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm excited to bring a new baby home to that space. I love watching all my reality TV shows in that space. Feeling like a queen.
Have you thought about like how you're going to do like you know when you like something then the algorithm knows what you love?
Yeah.
So, one of the things I love is like soldiers surprising their kids and wives coming home and their moms. The other one is toddler meets the new baby for the first time videos. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh my God. Melt my heart. Where they're like, the little kid comes in and it's like, he's just my baby. Like, it was just like, yeah.
Wait,
so have to do that. I'll start sending you even that.
Okay, start sending me those.
Yeah.
And because I haven't been on Instagram, as I was just telling you. Like, this pregnancy is different in the sense, like, I have energy. I'm having to go out and still work and do all of those things, which is very different from when I was pregnant with Ocean. But I'm very sensitive, so I don't get emotionally sensitive, and I don't want to see what people are saying about me. So I have steered clear of the internet. I get on to Instagram to post what I need to post, and then I kind of like delete the app. And then if I need to post something again, I re-download the app, post it, and then delete it again. So I don't go in, you know, because you become robotic just going in and you're scrolling and you don't even know how it happened.
Well, I mean, you're at a level where if you were just on Instagram, you know, you could see an article or you follow a blog that might say something about you. There were times like there were these hate groups that I'd have to actually go to read the hate about me. And I feel like you, sober, I'm December 23rd was the last time I looked.
Yeah.
On the hate groups.
Good.
About myself. But it was so addictive. And
what do you mean hate groups? Like
Reddit. She like went under
like
Reddit.
Dedicated hate groups.
Oh, on like Reddit, not Instagram. There's not like pages.
No,
that
but
are
there's
hate.
Facebook.
Jeez Louise. Okay, keep going.
There's too much time.
There's some stuff like that.
Okay.
And I never experienced it until the last 6 months. And so I was just like shocked to like read it. And like I kind of couldn't get enough. Like I'd be out and then I'd come home and it'd be like I was like, you know, getting up a pipe together or something. I just couldn't stop reading it.
Yeah.
And then when I finally was like, I don't ever want to see this again. I don't want anyone sending anything from it again. I'm never going to look at it again. I literally treat it like a step or like I'm going to get a chip.
Right.
And I almost feel like the feeling of it is, and I've never experienced this, so I don't know, but someone just said is Maybe this is what it's like when someone's like a cutter or something. I don't know. Where they
like an emotional cutter.
They need to want to feel something. They want to see it, and it's like, yeah. And so I think it's great. There's no reason why you need to see it. I did see one comment about you, and it was ask Lala why her skin looks so beautiful.
I'm pregnant.
Well, no, but in the show, you're not pregnant yet.
Oh, in the show.
In the show, you look beautiful in person, but in the show, your makeup and skin and stuff does look particularly good in these last few episodes.
You that did really all kind. Fresh. You did. I did notice versus the seasons before, you were way lighter on the makeup or no makeup at all.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're not
way
doing
more
all
simple.
Like the,
that was the whole thing.
I feel
for
like
this.
You're not doing all like the beat face and the shading and stuff.
I'm not. Well, this season, I'm not. Like this season, I went into it. I was like, I don't want to do my clip-ins for every scene. I don't want to bleach my hair. I'm done with the lashes. I'm done with it all. I want dewy skin, some mascara, and a highlighter.
It's working. All your looks have been great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think it's one thing to, like, we were talking about this earlier. Like, I have my DM set up where only check marks can get in, but there's a few that sometimes slip in. And those, I'm like, if I happen to click on those and they're not very nice, I can sit there and be like, I really don't give a fuck about what you say, right? But when you start seeing that a page has posted about you and opened the public forum for people to slide into the chat, it immediately makes me feel exposed and vulnerable and I have to run away.
Yeah, it's bad. It's,
you know.
Yeah, it's hard.
Wait, Heather, can I ask really quick with those pages, just because I'm curious, when you would read, you said it like almost like an addiction. When you would read the comments, the mean shit, would you get like some sort of high after and then the next day get really sad thinking about it and miserable? Or would it, what was it?
Well, one of the things is that, you know, the things would be so ridiculous and wrong information and wrong things about me that I would inadvertently like correct it like on my show the next day.
Yeah, like you find yourself talking about it.
And then they love that. You know, like, why am I even addressing this stupid thing that's not true? And I'd be like, oh, some of you guys seem to think that. And that's not the case. The case is I happened to be there for another event and did it because they'd be like, that thirsty bitch showed up to whatever. You know? And I was like, no, I was invited for weeks prior. It was like, why am I explaining my fucking life?
Right.
And then what was bad is when my teenage son found it and I was like, literally, like, don't read it. You're going to get, like, indoctrinated. Like, you're going to start to.
No.
And then at one point, we got to the place where we found it funny. Because it was literally every Instagram post, they would pick apart my outfit. They'd take the post and think about my outfit, whatever. So I had this, like, really fun yellow Trina Turk, like, very 1960s outfit. And I wore it, and we celebrated my niece's birthday at Nobu in Palm Desert.
Okay.
And so we had this great time, whatever. And then one of the posts was, imagine if this thing was your aunt.
No!
So then yesterday for Easter, I wore it to brunch at our little club in our community there. And my niece came, who's 16, it was adorable. And I walked up and I go, imagine if this thing was taking you to Easter brunch. And like, we laugh about it now. So there's like nothing, like you get to a place where you're like, these people are losers.
Right.
But was the pain and everything real? Which are now, of course.
No, because you overexposed yourself to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so.
You're being
you know,
like waterboarded with really mean shit about you. Mm-hmm. It's like one thing to see like one comment about like, imagine if this thing were your aunt. Like, yeah, I can laugh about that too. I can laugh about one comment about my eyebrows and my hairline. If I see it 500 times though, I'm going to be like, how do I get them to not do that?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things physically that these trolls go after. And I saw it with your cast members too. And I'm like, there's nothing someone can do about that.
No,
like
the
it's not even
like
you can't.
Beyond.
It's not even something like, oh, I could get a nose job or oh, I could fix my teeth. There's physical stuff that's like that is just how God like. There's no fixing that. Like it's like saying that someone's short. Mm. Okay, well, what do you want me to do? Cut my legs in half and put a pin in there? Like, I mean, there's just certain things. Or you're old. Yeah.
The age thing is wild to me.
Sorry that I was born on the year I was born. Like, go take it up with my dead parents. Like, what do you want me to do? Like,
but as if we were all born just a certain age forever. It's like, we're all going to get there. The age thing I will never, ever understand. Shut the fuck up.
Well, the other thing I saw that someone said was like, why are you getting into a conversation with someone like they're at your level when they really are literally a troll in a basement? I mean, there's trolls that you can go back and forth with. Those are not bots. And then there's just the mean comments that are the bots or whatever. Yeah. Or there's a combo. But, like, why are you even trying to talk to this person? And then there's sometimes fans that were a fan and for whatever reason they turned on you. And there's that too. And then you're like, goodbye. Find another person to enjoy. Like, it's not, obviously you're not into me anymore. I'm not going to try to convince you. I don't know what happened or where you stopped liking me, but, like, it's not my problem anymore.
No, and I find that those people turn into the people who I worry about them coming in my house, skinning me, and then wearing my corpse around. I mean,
they're obviously, like, obsessed. They're obviously obsessed, you know, if they're taking this time. And so, yeah, you know, it is kind of weird. Mm. But, yeah, I get it.
It's such a fun job that we've all placed ourselves in.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy, so chic, almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Have you been watching Vanderpump Rules?
Of course I have.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. We had an episode, what was it, last night?
Yeah.
Yep.
How'd you feel about it? How are you feeling about the season? Mention it all.
Okay, well, I'm really liking it.
You do like
it? For many reasons.
All right.
First of all, every single person on the cast is witty and naturally funny, and I love their personalities.
I love that.
I mean, I love that Tom Sandoval, and the editors, and the way he said, it's like I'm Scott Peterson, and Schwartz being like, didn't he kill his wife? And he's like, allegedly. And he's like, It's like dead serious. Like, it's so authentic.
So good.
It's so authentic. Nobody is acting on that show. There was a time when you guys, when they were, you know, casting certain people, hoping that, you know, and it just didn't work. So the fact that, like, every single person has a history and has their sense of humor, it's great. I mean, Katie and Schwartz, with Katie dating, having sex with the Max. Okay, so let me remind me. Max is the one that is still wearing the Apple Watch from Sheena?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it an Apple Watch that he got? Yeah. The one before him got a penguin from Sheena. Max got an Apple Watch.
I hope it was a gay penguin.
I don't think he had decided yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of gay penguins.
There's so
I love
many.
That. It's so many gay penguins.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they find a great girlfriend who got knocked up and doesn't want to raise a kid. And then the two gay penguins literally take the egg.
We should find out about this. I wonder if he is gay, the penguin. Oh. I'll find out.
Okay.
And then we'll report back to you.
Yeah.
And then Max was the one who dated Dana, and she put his necklace in her cat's litter box. And Dana is best friends with Katie, and Max Boyens is best friends with Schwartz.
But wait, when did Sheena date Max?
Sheena dated Max before season 8.
And they had she a gave thing, him the
And they
watch.
Had sex, and she gave him the watch. They slept together. They were hanging out.
He was between hang the thing in 7 minutes and Brock.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so that is all amazing. And the location thing. Which I don't even know. Do you have to give someone permission for that?
Yeah. Yes. And that's why.
Because I was literally at one point, like, I was going to text her and I'm like, we're texting friends. Do you happen to have my location?
No,
which
no,
is
no,
completely
no.
fine if you
no,
do.
No, no, no.
There's no juice.
You,
there.
That's why when Katie said something about her following locations was an invasion of privacy. Number one, she's not following Katie. Number two, Max gave her permission to follow him. And at, any point,
years
in time,
ago.
At yeah. any point in time, at any point in time,
years ago,
and it's up
yes.
to you to go in
to
and
remember
stop
to change
sharing.
To change yeah. it.
Okay.
I've shared my location. Like, I remember I was linking up with Ariana to go get coffee in that scene where I'm like, you should defend Sheena. She shared her location with me, so and I shared mine with her so that we could let production know where
okay.
the two of us were at what point in time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also like single girlfriends, you should do that or with your parents
oh, no,
or
bitch.
Whatever.
The moment that scene was over, I clicked unshare.
Oh, okay.
You will not be knowing where I am. And I think she did the same.
Okay.
So it's not an invasion of privacy. You are being asked, can so-and-so okay. follow your location?
And, so all
and
the,
you agree.
So probably 50 out of the 56 people at one time gave it to her and then completely forgot.
Yeah, but I think during that episode, people went into their phones to see if they were allowed. I would like to know what the number is now.
Yeah.
I mean, just when she's sitting in that scene, she's like, I wanted to know where my friends were. I looked at my location. And then I looked again.
And then again. And then again the next morning. I'm like, okay, stop talking.
Yeah, so that was to me so funny, and I love Katie and Schwartz post-divorce.
Do you?
Yes, I think they have a nice little funny vibe going. Like when they're sitting at your water tasting thing,
yeah,
and he's like, I mean, you did like fuck my friend. She's like, whatever, you've done a lot worse to me over the years. And she's like, why don't you just start with like better clothes? He goes, better clothes? What the fuck?
What the fuck are you wearing? And he goes back and he goes, you're right. It's cool. I know
no, but
he ate shit,
he
but
has
he didn't
the
agree.
Best zingers, but then he feels bad about them. It's like when he told her season 9, you got kind of a Karen hair.
And then he tracks back.
It's really sexy. I love it.
Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just very, he's so like earnest. And so I think that's really funny. Okay. I got to talk about the side players, okay?
Side players, name them.
Name them. The assistant.
And.
We got a full-time
Billy
spot.
Lee back again. Uh-huh. And then what was that tragic pool party, though? I'm sorry. Were those extras? What the fuck was that?
This was not on last night's episode, but yeah.
The week before.
And he's in the pool?
I'm like, how does Tom
know these people?
Like, I'm literally like, it's okay because I get it. You lost a lot of friends and you're trying to have a pool party, but like, who are these people?
No, let me tell you.
There was like a 50-year-old mom, and I'm one of those moms. But she wasn't hot like me, like in the corner. And I literally thought they just like got
people off the street.
Yeah.
Hey, we need some
like,
people.
They literally were like at Ralph's and was like, what are you guys doing?
By the way, Tom Sandoval could have. No. No, we don't hire extras. Not at all.
I'm saying he may have hired the extras, not Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I thought you meant Vanderpump Rules. No, the three girls that were in the pool with him, the girls that came later?
Yeah.
He met those at the Sir Brunch.
Met those. He did?
He met those.
He met them.
Of course, like anybody that comes by like is a super fan and knows the whole school. Everyone knows the whole
story.
No
one's wandering into Sir going, let's try this restaurant.
Yeah.
No. It would be like wandering past Disneyland and be like, I've never heard of this.
Yes, exactly.
I wonder if they do serve good pretzels.
Yeah. Crazy. So that pool party, but like, okay. So first, and then of course I got to talk about Joe.
Joe.
Okay. Let's just talk about Joe.
Okay. Let's talk about
it. Did you look at the reel that I sent you of the two people imitating Schwartz and Joe?
No. Okay. Did you send it via Instagram?
Oh, so you can't go there?
I can go there. Okay. I just have to re-download the app and get on.
Okay. Then never mind. Okay. So there's these two. They do these two funny people that I follow, like they would imitate Succession and everything. They're like good comedic actors.
Okay.
So they do a scene of Schwartz and Joe, and Joe is just like doing all these things. And then he's like, ooh, okay. And then she's like, like, I'm like, what is going on?
Her man.
And then she's like, oh, hi. All right.
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, oh, yeah. I mean, are we dating or we're not? And it just is very odd. So I get why everyone's like, yeah. And it is weird. And it would be annoying if you were Kristen's really good friend.
Yes.
And then you acted sympathetic to the breakup of Katie and Schwartz. And then you weaseled your fucking vagina in there. And now you're on the show with a mic pack. But I don't blame the producers for putting a mic pack on her.
Because, you have to.
Because she actually is in the group.
Yes.
And like, that's all fine. But like, how annoying that, like, you're like, oh, really, bitch, you know?
But I think that's the word, annoying.
Yeah.
I find her, and I could be up in the night, but I just look at her and their interactions, and I go, this is a human that is harmless. She's too quirky. I mean, I think
she's like an inflatable arm man.
Yeah, and I think I say in one of the episodes, I always talk about how vaginas don't just fall on dicks. And I say, in this case, I think a vagina may just have fallen on a dick.
Knowing both of them,
it just doesn't seem like there's much thought. It's like, we just do, which can be dangerous. People who don't think things through, it gets a little scary. But like, I look at her and I've spoken to her briefly and watched their interaction. I'm like, this is not someone.
Well, it's not malicious intent. I don't see that.
Now, listen, obviously things are edited. But when I was watching, I think the previous episode where they go on the swans in the water.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you think she's okay, maybe she's not out to ruin someone's life, but she's a thirst bucket. I'm sorry. She's dying to be on the show, which is okay. Who doesn't want to be on the hottest show on TV? That's okay. But the fact that she comes and she's like, did I ever tell you my turtle story? So I'm like, okay, so now you're coming with like bits. Like, were you like writing out like, so I had a turtle and I walked it on a leash. and then it fell down a drain.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, she talked about
it. That was the story, and it like came out of nowhere. Now, granted, it could have been editing. Maybe he mentioned something about it. But they're on swans. It's not like they were riding turtles.
I remember
she was
the
like,
swan
I had a turtle.
Scene.
Yeah, she
I remember
said,
it,
just,
it well.
I was like, I think I saw it for the second time, and that's when it clicked into me. I'm like, oh, she's just trying to come with bits so that she's like, let me secure my spot. You know,
I have
like,
to say Vanderpump is not, in my opinion, the show to do that. It's just too real.
Way too real.
There's some celebrity.
No, I think that's who she is. You guys, she's quirky and a little strange.
She's quirky. Remember at your, you were there at the live show. Remember? That's
why
the first
was she
time
at the live show?
I don't know.
You
mean,
no,
that's the first
I was at Lala's live show. You mean Sheena's live show?
No, this was at Irvine Improv.
I do not remember seeing her.
When Lala was a guest of mine?
No, this was Irvine. I thought you were there, Heather. Maybe not. It was the first Give Them Lala live show you ever did.
Ever did ever?
Kristen Doty was there. Joe was there.
Oh, well, that's why she was there. She was with Doty.
Okay, but she was like running back and forth, helping the waiters.
She's just a strange person. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe a little too earnest. Like, just how they were saying, like, you know, Tom Sandoval is doing too much to be nice.
Doing the most.
Like, let me run, let me chase the pizza guy down and see if he has a packet of ranch in there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and they're like, oh my God, he's doing too much. He's trying too hard.
But you guys, he did that shit even before.
That's what I thought. I remember like saying that, yeah.
It's so interesting to me because the only people that are trying to rewrite history are the fans.
Yeah.
Literally. The only people that are rewriting history right now are fans.
What do you mean by
that? But the cast said he's doing too much now.
Well, by the way, I have a feeling about my cast too. I feel like I'm after the reunion, I look at them very differently. I very much do. But I can't talk about that yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can't talk about that.
But this is who he's always been. He's always been the guy paying for for people's engagement parties. He's been the guy to chase down the man for the ranch. He's doing the same shit he's always done. It's just now he's fucked you over, so it's annoying to you.
Right.
On this podcast, Heather, what is your viewpoint on Sandoval and how he's been this season? Ariana, is she too hard on him? What is your thoughts on that?
Well, as someone watching it, I find it very intriguing.
Okay.
Okay. So I kind of see it all. And of course, you relate things like the reason reality TV is so good, especially Vanderpump, is there usually somebody can relate something to their own life.
Right.
So I get, you know, that she's like, now she bought a house, but at this time, she didn't want to leave, or maybe she didn't want to make him suffer a little. So what? How many divorces have been like dragged out because one person is like, you're going to fucking pay for what you did in this marriage, whether it was cheat or leave or whatever. And I'm not going to be amicable. I'm not going to make it easy for you. And that's my choice. So like, if that's it, or also that she's just a disorganized person and the thought of moving is a lot, which I get, like, I get all that. I love, I personally love seeing her telling him off. I feel like we never see a woman assert herself like in a fight like that. I feel like it's really real. And he also then can use that and be like, see, guys, this is why I fucked another person. She's a meanie cat. Like, so, and then everyone has to sit around and watch it. But you're doing that because you guys really are friends and you're really watching a show. Mm-hmm. And he definitely has to be part of it. And I give her props for not being like, I'm not going to show up. She's showing up to this stuff. But then the real part of her is like, I hate you. And I want you guys all to know, like, he wasn't good with the dog. I'm fucking pissed. It cost me $6,000.
Right. But the dog was also eating shit when they were still together. And that's where I'm having a hard time is I'm like, this is not new stuff.
Right.
The dog ate 500 laxative pills, hair dye. Like,
then I hear you. The one thing that bugs me about that, don't lock your dog in a room for four. Don't lock a dog in a room for 4 hours. To me, that's what threw me off.
I think what happened is, what she was trying to get across is, I don't think that Tom purposely was like, I'm going to lock the dog in so that the dog who's a little off runs havoc in the room.
Yeah.
I think it was sort of like, oh shit, I didn't realize I shut the door and the dog
right.
was in there. 100%.
No, he didn't mean 100% to lock the dog in.
That happened, but then in her defense, again.
And he could have left the door open.
You should have made sure. I mean,
he could have left the door open, and Anne could have walked by and realized, oh, this is open. And the dog could have been with the takeout container on the ground, and no one even noticed.
You didn't even see her.
Right?
But why is a takeout container sitting? Garbage.
Well, she doesn't want to go downstairs when he's down there. Like, I get it all. And I get why the cast is like, the friends and everybody are like, but you're doing fine. Like, you've made all this money. You've got the lemonade is like flowing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yeah, she got all these opportunities and she took them, and that's great. But that doesn't mean that she should get over this any quicker. And that, if I'm just playing devil's advocate, because I see what you're saying on the show and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, when I've had stuff like that happen with me, people are like, why are you still harping on this thing that this person did to you that was so awful? You are doing great. You know, your show didn't suffer. You are gone every weekend killing it. Like, why can't you just let it go? And
I don't think anyone's wanting her to let it go. You're allowed. I get it. You're allowed to not let it go and go insane on him. Got it. The problem I'm having here is you're using all of these words that I very much feel. I can literally sit here and have empathy because I've felt those same things. The difference here is you choose to stay in the house, and everyone can say he should have left. I agree, but we now know who Tom Sandoval is. Tom Sandoval's the guy that has sex with your best friend in your home while you're, you know, mourning the death of your grandmother. He's shown. So let's not sit here and be like, I can't believe he wouldn't move out. He's shown who he is. So now we have to take control of the things we can control, which are ourselves. If he's making you feel this way and you're staying in the house, I got questions. If he makes you lose your mind like this and you are traumatized by what he has done, I want to know how you can move on to a new boyfriend in 10 days. I'm genuinely wondering this. Because when someone's using the same words that I'm using and I feel for you, I want you to shed knowledge on how you can stay in the same house and get a boyfriend in 10 days. How do you compartmentalize? I don't understand it.
Okay, well, those are all good points. But I think the same argument goes when people are like, why didn't you tell about your abuser? Like, why didn't you go? Why did you stay married? Why did you? It's like, I don't really think we can ever figure out why someone does or doesn't do what they did. She found the other boyfriend in 10 days because it felt great and she liked having that. She didn't want to move on in the house because she's like, fuck it. Why should I be inconvenienced? Let him fucking suffer. Maybe she's not even bothered by him. Maybe she's like, I'm glad that he's bothered by me. You know, we don't really like. It was a pretty big deal. And the other thing is, being that it's public, even if she's having a great day and she just got a deal with the battery company and, you know, she's happy, it's like she could still open something on her phone and be reminded of the humiliation.
Of course.
And how did you not know? And you're dumb. And how did you not see it? And you deserve it because you didn't have sex with him.
Of course.
And all of that. So then that can set her back. Like, maybe she's doing great, and then that sets her back, and then the cameras are up the next day, and that's when she snaps at the beach, you know? Like,
right, and I understand. I fully understand. But we're talking about a man, Tom Sandoval, who season 9 was screaming, or season whatever season we brought on these random people, season 8, losing his goddamn mind on everybody. And Ariana's sitting across from me saying, the thing I love about, that's what I love about Tom Sandoval. And I said that he yells at women.
Wait, what women was he yelling
he
at?
He has consistently been unkind to me. He's okay. Consistently been unkind to Katie.
Okay.
And who has never come to anyone's defense? Ariana Maddox. Not once. She falls back. Lets it happen. And now suddenly, because you're on the receiving end of his misogynistic ways, you're looking for backup? There's only one way to look at it.
No, but I can totally relate to that too because, you know a personal thing I went through with a friend and I saw him do this to other women and I was like, well, there's two sides to the story.
Right.
He's not doing it to me. He's a delight to me. He can't. And once it happened to me and other people in my life, were like, la, 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 I don't think it happened. I don't know the story. I don't care. I'm going to just go on because he's pleasant to me. And then now, like, exponentialize that by, like, sex and marriage, or, you know, relationship. So all your points are right. But at the same time, like, she was the girlfriend. She did the bad stuff, too. She cheated on with him when he was with Kristen Doty. She liked it very much being in that passenger seat.
But so what can't happen here is when my life went to shit, I was grilled by Lisa Vanderpump. I was grilled by my cast members. Not
right.
One person said, you know what, let's ease up on Law. She probably should have known, but she didn't. There's a baby involved. I'm asking the questions that I think a lot of the audience would want to know, right? Bottom line, we're filming a television show. It's an ensemble cast. And I understand that it can be uncomfortable. But if my ex were a part of Vanderpump Rules, I would have to have uncomfortable conversations with him. It's just the name of the game. I actually had prepared myself season 10 for them to bring my ex into the mix.
While you were still together or afterwards?
When we had broken up, I was fully prepared.
You're just thinking worst case scenario.
They're going to bring him on. I had a conversation with production. I said, two things are going to happen. You bring him back, I walk. Or you bring him back and you cut not a word that I say. because I'm mentioning it all. Well, they can't do that.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of stuff happening. And I'm so happy for the opportunities that Ariana has gotten. She deserves them all. I always say, when someone opens the door, they can't take credit for you taking down the whole house, right? Ariana took over the whole house. And she deserves that. She has proven to be a talented actress, a talented dancer. One has nothing to do with the other. I went on to this season, and when things didn't make sense, I asked questions and was essentially looked at like someone who doesn't support women anymore, someone who's jealous.
Well, now you've seen the whole season, but for me who's watched this many, I don't think you're appearing that way. As someone who's watching it, I don't think it's appearing that way. I don't think you're coming off bad, and I'm not just saying that because you're my friend and you're sitting across from me. I don't think what you're saying comes off bad at all. I think when you had the conversation with her on the street corner, I thought that was a really good conversation, and she was receptive. And I also saw her side of like, am I supposed to do some big post like stand down, Ariana fans? Don't write Sheena. And she was like, I'm just not saying anything because at that time, everybody would write an article about everything with a headline, page six. You know, Ariana says, you know, Sheena didn't mean it. So I get why she didn't do that. But then she did like reach out. So your words were taken in.
Right.
She did see it. But I also saw her being like, you guys are, you know, because you guys are going to start to accept Tom. And he's going to be a good friend to you, and he's going to be sweet and charming, and he's going to run after the car for the ranch, and eventually you're going to have stuff, and then it's going to be like, well, I think we just, you know, let's not even put Ariana through this. We won't invite her. Mm. And then before she knows it, she is the one on the outs. And when she said that on the street corner, I'm like, that is very possible. And it's not yours and Sheena's fault for allowing him back in or James for allowing him back in. It's not your fault, but she might be the casualty in the end.
I have to say, with last night's episode, that's the first time I saw you and thought, oh, this is going in an interesting direction. And not because of, look, I'm an outsider, so I can say this. I'm not blaming editing, but there are certain things that, you know, Ariana would say something and then the editors would flash back to certain to like
look like she had
support
an anger.
Oh, her at what she was saying. She'd say like, oh, well, I did this. And then they'd flash back to all the times that she did that to support what she was saying. And then like, you know, they've got moments of you like saying the trash bag thing or like keeping certain cuts in the beach. And again, it's not the editors. I get it. But I am wondering now, this feels like a turning point for me. I want to know, okay, next week, what is the episode going to look like? Like what direction is it going? It's just interesting.
And I also like that you were like, look, I'm coming from this place because this is why I interpret it as someone watching it. I think you're like, I wasted too much time being so bitter and angry, and I'm never going to get that time back.
No.
So I think in you counseling her, you were like, no one's saying that you shouldn't be hurt, but if there's a way to redirect your energy, you know, so that you don't lose days and you don't lose hours and you don't, you know, like, I think that was a girlfriend kind of thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was making it about you. I think that was like, look, I'll never get that year back that I was just like wanting to fucking kill somebody.
Well, so, I remember being really appreciative of when my dad died and I was acting out and she had sat me down and said, like, when my dad died, this is what happened and how the group treated me. And it was almost like she's showing me a window into what this looks like with this group. And so when I bring things up that I've experienced, I'm hoping that I can show her a window. And there are nuances, right? Like she may have not been as close with her dad as I was with my dad. There's so many nuances. No one situation is the same. But like with the dog thing, and she doesn't want to talk to him and have a productive conversation. The only thing I can relate to that is her dog is her baby. Ocean is my baby. There are times where in my situation, I said, I'm never talking to this human again. And then something happens where we have to have a productive conversation where I have to let every single thing go for the well-being of my daughter. In this situation, the dog almost died. You have to now while you're in the house, put everything he's done to you aside and have a productive conversation. As hard as that fucking is.
Yeah, and I thought you came off great in that. I don't think that was...
Well,
but she was just really still, like, heated. And I think she wants... It's like when you are fighting with someone, and sadly people do this with their children.
Yeah.
Where they're like, see what your dad did? Mm. Fucking unbelievable. And the kid's like, 9, what? Like, I feel like she at that moment at the water thing at the house, when she was like, don't talk to me, and she's yelling at him and everything, she just wanted, she wanted to be performative. She wanted you guys to see that. And it, of course, made everybody uncomfortable. But it was a real, real moment. And it's like why in when you're not on a reality show, most people lose friends or pick sides or whatever, because it really doesn't work. I mean, it really doesn't work, except that you guys are on a show. I mean,
it, well, that's what was very hard about filming this season.
Yeah.
And I love that you're here because you're a reality head just like yeah. I am, and you know what goes into it.
Right.
And there's the thing I love about Vanderpump Rules is it's so authentic. And all of us have a connection from years ago. And it's this web that, like, you cannot make up.
Right.
And then something happens where not only does it affect the friend group, but we've been filming a television show with each other, most of them, for 11 years. Okay? So how are we going to keep our sanity and our inner peace while also doing what we love to do, which is film a show? It's also responsible for paying our bills. How are we supposed to do that? And so when I came into this season, I think it was hard for everybody. I think a lot of people were living in the comments section. They knew that Ariana mm-hmm. had a lot of fans, and they were not about to go against her and get the smoke. I think that's where I get glad that I don't look at comments, because I'm so terrified of them, that I kind of just get to say whatever I want. And had maybe I looked in the comment section, I'd be doing the same thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
And then knowing, like, I support my friend so much. Like, I've been here, rip his fucking head off. Then all the nuances of living with him still and having questions about how you can get a new boyfriend. But then how the fuck do we make a show that I love so much and it's single-handedly responsible for the opportunities that have come my way for the last 10 years of my life?
Yeah.
You know, where I'm looking around at everybody and I'm like, we're an ensemble cast. Y'all better not. You guys better not fuck this up, because there's more at stake than just yourselves.
Yeah. And I think that you guys are doing a really good job. I think it's so good.
Well,
like, I think it's so real and like funny and good and interesting. Like, I think it's better than last season.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I like this season and I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait, last season was just the season we didn't know they were fucking, right? And then
we had like three extra episodes,
right, mm-hmm. of when the demise.
Yeah.
But like, that was only fun once we knew, and then you could go back
and watch it. And
yeah,
like,
but
oh
when it was
gosh.
Happening and they were just going glamping and the fake Schwartz trying to kiss Raquel, that like wasn't interesting to me. And
yeah, you know what, maybe it would have been a completely different thing. I mean, I thought before we found this out we had a pretty interesting season 10 happening. Just like as I lived it, I'm like, okay, this is interesting. This season 11, the finale is where fourth wall is broken and I lose my goddamn mind. And I think there's going to be a shift with my cast. I actually know there is, because I've already lived it. And there's going to be a huge shift, I think, with the audience, and I will be staying off of socials and telling my team I don't want to know shit, because I lose my goddamn mind.
Mm. Okay. Well,
I'm
that's
ready.
Gonna be, look, I think, you know, yeah, I think it was, I think it's very intriguing and like very real. And that's why I was like, okay, I know where Lala is coming from, but I also know where Ariana's coming from, and which is why after I was watching it last night, knowing I was going to see you today, I was like, you know, okay, I'm going to tell her what I really think. And I mean, I'm glad that we're like having a real conversation. I'm not just like come on your show and be like, you're the best, Lala.
No,
you
say I don't.
And I think everything you're saying is right. I'm just kind of seeing to where she's coming from. And I bet like she's watching last night and probably like, It's like when that scene where she goes, and I've been this girl too, where she's had a couple drinks and she's still angry about what's happened. It doesn't matter if she's made $1 million. What's fucking...
No, it doesn't.
Money doesn't happen. Like, I've had things happen to me and I'm like, did it turn out in the end to be okay because of like maybe there was some, you know, good thing financially out of it? Yeah, but if I could go back 6 months to take away the trauma, I would have taken away the trauma. Like, it right. wasn't light. For her, maybe it was life-changing money, but, like, still, like, she's still living in the same house, still in the same show. It wasn't mm-hmm. like all of a sudden she had three private jets. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, it and it's good. Not like the new house is some monstrosity.
Yeah, it's like she's a just little three-bedroom. To, like,
right.
get on her feet. So I think when she sees that he brings a girl... the 25-year-old girl. And she's just like, I thought that was so real. And being like, oh, hi. Yeah, you're 25. That makes sense. Being a friend, maybe don't get with a 41-year-old narcissist. I mean, now she's going to watch that and she's going to be a little bit mortified.
Yeah.
That's not...
She claims she's not watching this season.
Okay. Well, if she did, if it was me, I would be like, okay,
embarrassed,
Heather. But I can see. I could
in the
feel
moment.
It. And... couple drinks and the cameras and he's there and he's bringing this girl and you're like, oh, you think you're gonna have a mic pack on next month, you fucking loser? Let me tell you something, girl. Mm-hmm. You're 25, you're being, you know, da da da, like whatever. I don't even know if he dated that girl at all, but like whatever. I kind of loved it just because I was like, yeah, that's, you know, you want to act like you're cool and you don't care.
No, but
and
once you let the
up,
release when yeah. you release one sentence, it is like a purge and an intoxicating high to just
and
be
I
like,
mean, personally, yeah. listen, I've watched the show forever. Ariana, I can't even tell you if she's ever had a storyline until now.
But that's the other thing people are forgetting.
Like, but that's why I feel like that's why it's kind of popping for her this season because
she's
the
storyline.
We haven't really seen her fight or personality or anything. Like there was the I believe strongly in sketch comedy. And then there was the I'm bisexual at the parade. I don't remember anything else, like other than her just looking really cute and being a delight on the show. Like, I don't remember her driving anything, which is not her fault. Like, whatever. If her deal was to sit in the backseat to Tom Sandoval and have her life, and now, you know, so that's why I think it's interesting.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Yeah, I think it's good. And then what do you think? Okay, so then Anne, let's talk about Anne. I mean,
I love Anne, by the way.
I love Anne,
mind
too.
Mind you, she DM'd
comic
me.
Comic relief.
She DM'd
and
me.
And what'd she say?
First off, we lived across the street from each other. When I lived in Los Feliz, she was like, she gave me her address. And I was like, girl, I lived right across the street from you. But she gave me some tea. I'm going to coffee with her. I'm not going to share any of it now.
Shut the fuck up. You're getting coffee with Anne?
Yes, but she was like, I love, oh, by the way, she DM'd and was like, I love the show. I thank you guys for mentioning me.
Yeah, we
she
love
Anne. Them Lala?
Yes. And she we said, love Anne. But she gave me tea on some stuff we talked about. I'm going to go to coffee and then I'll spill what I can. But she is, she's a
but even if you just spill it not on air,
oh,
you got to tell
oh,
us.
Oh, I'll tell you. I'll okay. tell you. She knows. She knows. But what do you think of Anne, Heather?
Anne is why it's very hard to hire an assistant in this town.
Why?
Wait, why?
Hello? She's doing podcasts. She's talking shit about her boss on camera to someone else and saying, I want to work for you. She's doing
true.
Confessionals. She's like, I mean, are you kidding me? Like,
no,
oh my God.
Can I tell
you? Thank God AI exists because, like, I'm fucking terrified.
The people that not just Tom, but also Ariana surround themselves with, I mean, Ariana's friends do podcasts, like Brad by Brad. Logan, like, posts things about not going to heaven. I'm like, if Logan and Leo ever fucking showed up on a podcast or posted about Vanderpump Rules, I would have their heads on a platter. If Jessica went and started talking, like, what?
Well, if they...
The people well, that both of them did, surround themselves with is so scary.
Thank God and
if,
so entertaining.
If Logan and Leo, who right. I love,
yes.
like, you know, whatever. Let's say they're going to come do Juicy Scoop. First of all, I would let you know it. They should let you know it. We would only talk about probably not Vanderpump Rules. And, you know, like, I think if someone's going to go do that and they're so close to someone, like, they got to give them a heads up. Like, hey, I got to ask you this podcast. It's about fitness. I'm going in right away and saying, even though Lala's my best friend, don't fucking ask me about her. And so if you don't want me to only talk about fitness, then don't book me. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, yeah, okay. And then they might not book them. But anybody going after the 32 lead in, you know, Anne, the assistant, it's not to find out where Anne went to college and hear about her favorite, you know, pasta dish.
Well,
oh, my God.
It's to, you know, it's to, like, talk about, which is like, yeah. Hey, girl, I don't blame you. You got a job. They put you on camera. Make it pop. But
and
like,
she's like this close in the FaceTime. Oh my God, Ariana, I want to work for you. I'm like,
when I saw Anne in a confessional, by the way, I have two viewpoints. Number one, like legally, it's funny. She's funny.
Yeah, she's almost like
when they
you
hired her,
could not have cast a better
she's
person.
She's a character. Yeah. Like when they hired her, she knew she was in sketch comedy. It's a different thing. When you hire an assistant, in my opinion, who moves to Hollywood to be an actor, there's only one way it can go. I mean, so yes, does she have the podcast called We Signed an NDA? Like she's gonna make it a thing when she can make it a thing. That being said, when I saw her in the confessional, I was like, fuck yeah. And she's like, laughing. And like,
I knew it was big when they brought her in
when
for
she's
it.
Like, I'm in this pink outfit because I'm going to Barbie.
She's like, yeah. She's like, I'm sweating. And I was like, Anne, you are.
I know. She walked up three steps. She's like, oh, hi.
Like, I don't look. Like, I just think she's
gold.
Fucking fantastic.
No,
and then I'm also
she
like,
is.
The
she's
fact
gold.
That they're all like, oh, my God, you have to pick up from the pool party. I'm like, listen. Some people need to do housework, whether you're a professional housekeeper or you're a jack of all trades,
yeah.
You're
okay,
a girl in your 20s. He's not.
How long has Anne been around?
That's why it's like.
So does
like,
Anne
she
know?
Cleans
did
up
Anne
his
know
underwear
about Raquel?
And
wait, did Anne know about Raquel?
I don't think Anne knew about Raquel.
The other people, a lot of things are saying, did Sheena know that if she had, she must have not had Sandoval's or Raquel's. Someone wrote, no, Raquel.
No, that's what.
Did
one
stop.
Of the one, the big tell
yeah.
was that Raquel stopped sharing her location with Sheena. And that's when she went to Big Bear.
Mm.
Yes. And that's when she
and again,
was
that's
like,
why Joe,
maybe
it, that's why
is
Joe
wrong.
Can't really be trusted because she was part of that.
Yeah.
And I get it. So was Schwartz. He knew too. I get it. But like, I think people can be skeptical of her. They don't, I mean, come on. Like, you're going to turn Katie into liking Joe. It's never going to happen. I mean, Katie barely likes anybody. She's certainly not going to settle.
She's not going to to start liking Jill.
I mean, I love Katie. I think she likes me, but like, she's certainly like, that is what is great about Katie, is like, she just fucking tells it like it is. And then,
or doesn't.
In the workout scene, when she was like, this, and Jenna was like, do you love it or something? And Katie was like, no. I was like, yeah, I feel
so
you.
Funny.
I think, no, I would fall over dead if there was something that Katie was like, I really enjoy this. I'd be like, enjoy?
Can you read it?
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
my
so
face
who would
hurts.
You, okay, who would you rather be stuck on an island with?
And La, this okay. probably has to be your last answer before okay.
before Aiken relief.
Yeah.
Okay, who are my names?
We, and there's just, we don't
just
know when
cast.
You're going to be rescued. Okay.
Okay.
Billy Lee.
Okay.
Joe.
Okay.
Or Anne.
Anne.
Honestly, I think Billy Lee.
That was
really?
My second.
Yeah. Because okay. I think we could have productive conversations. She's a bad bitch. She could like really do damage with like, we got to hunt.
Yeah.
She can crack a coconut.
She can crack a coconut. Like, I just feel like she would be someone who's like a well-rounded person, right?
Yeah, like, we're going to get this shit done.
Joe
like,
would
Anne would be like, I don't
hand.
Know where the fuck we are.
Anne would be like, I can't believe I'm on an island with Lala. I never want this to end. There's a ship goes by. She's like, I hope they don't see us.
That is so funny.
Yeah, Billy Lee.
Okay,
Billy
good,
Lee.
Good.
Okay, Aiken relief. Heather, we do this
yes.
every episode. Easton,
you
start us off. You'll go last so that
okay,
you kind of know.
All right, I can go. Mine's going to be really stupid in a sense, but my NCAA bracket, mm-hmm. My ache is that it's trash, so that's done, and that
okay.
was a real ache. And
okay.
my relief is that I don't have to care about it anymore, and we got March Madness still coming. Final Four, let's
hey.
Go.
I love it.
Yes,
love it.
Ball.
Okay, what is yours, Jess?
Mine is, I am 32 and I have hormonal acne all of a sudden. I think it's because I got off the birth control pill like 6 months ago.
Are you trying to get pregnant?
No.
I was just going to okay. ask,
no,
what's coming?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to not take artificial
hormones. Good for you.
Reset
that makes
my
me
body.
Very happy.
But now I'm getting hormonal acne. You can't see it right now, but that's my ache. And my relief is I don't have one, so let me know. Like, do I start getting crazy facials? Dermaplaning.
You know
what?
You're really, really lucky that I'm about to give birth soon, because if it keeps up, I'm going to give you a little bit of breast milk in like a little petri.
And I put it on.
And then you just put it on your face.
Okay, so breast milk. And then if that works, I'm buying it off the black market from now on.
Vitamin A. You should be taking a vitamin A supplement.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm adding this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, I want to say, have you tried those little acne stickers?
Oh, those
yes.
are the
best.
I feel like those are the best. Like, literally, it brings the pus up for the next morning. And
I
you're done.
Swear by them as well.
They're yeah. the best. Yeah.
Okay, my ache of the week, to be honest, I don't really have one. I'm thriving this week. My wow. daughter is healthy. Her bounce back has happened like that. I will say my relief of the week was that I got a facial. And I was under the impression that the only facials to get involved lasers and injecting things into your face. And come to find out, you can get a facial that is pregnancy friendly. And there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, you sure can.
I'm
you
like,
sure
wait
can.
A minute.
And massages,
where you
too.
Don't inject anything into my face? What kind of facial is this?
I can't believe you don't get normal facials. Those are the best.
Well, now I'm going to start. I did like a dermaplaning one.
Oh, yeah.
That was fabulous.
Taking off, shaving the face. Can you believe that like we only started shaving our faces after Kelly Dodd screamed at Shannon Bedore and said, shave your face! And now everyone shaves their face. Like, we were always told, like, you just had to live with your fucking peach fuzz.
You
otherwise,
shave
you'll
your
have
face?
A beard. Since I saw that episode, I started doing it and I love it, and I can't believe it's like a huge industry now that really didn't exist like 7 years ago.
No, you're right. Usually, like, I'm pretty consistent with taking a Gillette men's razor to the face, but dermaplaning is like so close to the skin, I highly recommend it.
I also think a new thing that no one's going to care about is nipple covers anymore.
Oh, no.
It's all about having hard
pasties?
Nips.
Oh, I love
yeah,
nipples.
I was at a boutique and I saw the little silicone nipple covers. I go, have those dropped a lot in sales? And she said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I said, I can imagine why. I mean, people are buying bras with nips out.
Yeah.
But in my day,
you had to cover them.
Well,
not
you
had
like, you
nipple.
Want two, or you don't want one hard and one asleep.
Yeah, that's true. That is the puffy nip, ye old puff nip. But the only time I wear a nipple cover is if, like, you can see that it's like there's a nipple there.
Yeah.
Like the
color,
whole areola.
The color of it.
Right.
What's your ache and relief,
Heather? Oh, my gosh. My ache. I don't know. I had such a great week in La Quinta and Easter and, oh, I got it. Okay, so maybe the ache is kids getting older, but the relief was we had the best Easter egg hunt we've ever had with 21, 19, 18, and 16-year-olds. And I
put money in the eggs?
We put money in the eggs, candy in the eggs, and then I made challenges that they had to do. So once they got all their eggs, they opened them. And so, and they were things to like entertain us and make us feel good. So it was my sister's family. So it would be like, what makes your mom better than all the other moms? So then we got like a nice compliment. And then it would be like, imitate your dad in the morning. So that would be funny. I made like Brandon do a rap.
That's so
like,
cute.
And they had And like my one nephew.
They had to turn into show ponies.
Yeah,
for
Yes, exactly. Why are we drinking?
Dance.
So it was really fun. And I don't think any of that stuff you have to stop doing. And then we did, Peter got this little like gingerbread house, but it was for Easter at Costco.
Okay.
And so then the kids like put it together. And then Brandon was like, oh, let's film it like selling sunset. So I got into a slutty outfit with a blazer, and I sold the house for $18 million. And we did a little video, and he did the whole thing.
Wait, did you
like,
post it?
And we found the music, like, I'm a bad bitch, gonna do today. You know, those songs that they do, like, Selling Sunset. Like, I'm bad, and then they zoom in, and, like, do, like, he did, like, a zoom overhaul of the candy. And I, yeah, so.
Wait, did you post it yet?
That's so yeah, fun. it's on my reels, but I guess you can't go to it.
No, I can re-download the app and view and then delete it again.
Just go on that. I love it.
Wow, that's this was awesome. A fabulous
So can I tell
podcast.
Everybody where I'm going to be for my stand-up? On your
Yes, plug. So, get the plug. I was just going to ask you to plug.
This airs Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, so this Friday and Saturday, I will be in Palm Beach at the Kravitz Center. Two shows a night. Everything at heathermcdonald.net. Lots of other cities. I'm doing Pechanga, I'm doing Denver, I'm doing Scottsdale, all so many good things coming up.
Yeah.
And where can people follow you to like see schedules and watch you be fucking hilarious all the time?
HeatherMcDonald.net is where you go to get the schedule, and that's the only place you should buy the tickets. Do not Google Heather and Scottsdale because you'll end up paying more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go to HeatherMcDonald.net, and then of course at Heather McDonald on Instagram, TikTok. All the things.
And then obviously Juicy Scoop.
And Juicy Scoop.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Every Tuesday, Thursday. Love it.
It's so good. It's the only podcast I listen to besides Dateline and the Lala.
You guys. Me too.
Thank you, Heather.
I love it. I listen to yours, and I also do the Dateline, and I really love it driving out to the desert.
Oh, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I do.
Otherwise, you get kind of tired, and you're like, wait, what's going on? Like, no. It keeps you thinking, and then like, you're imagining it as you're driving. You're like, I wonder if that's what the house looked like.
100%. I do the exact same thing. And now every time I drive, I'm like, I wonder if there's a body. Car's pulled over, and I'm like, they murdered someone, and they're dumping the body.
Yeah, you almost feel like you're in it. Yeah, yeah,
right?
I love it.
You guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I love y'all, and I'll catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.